Hi, this is Ariella Migdahl from the ACLU Women's Rights Project.
Hi, this is Margaret Mickelson from Students Active for Ending Rape, or SAFER.
And we're here to talk to students about a federal law called Title IX. Title IX is a federal law that applies all over the country in every state, and it applies to any school that accepts federal funding or federal financial assistance. So that includes the vast majority of colleges, universities, and many vocational training programs as well. Some people who know about Title IX or have heard of it think of it as a law that is basically about equal funding for women's sports programs, and it is. But what some people don't know is that it's also a law that can help students combat and prevent sexual assault and sexual violence on campus by holding schools accountable when they ignore sexual assault that's going on. Title IX, I'm first going to read the text of the law because it's just one sentence. It says, "No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance." And the way that connects to sexual harassment is that sexual harassment and sexual violence can qualify as discrimination under Title IX if it is severe and pervasive, so much so that it prevents the victim from having access to an educational opportunity. Basically, Title IX requires schools not to ignore sexual harassment or violence that they know about. If they know about it and they ignore it, the school can be held responsible in a private lawsuit in court. And schools in recent years, large universities even, have had to pay victims of campus rape millions of dollars in lawsuits. In one lawsuit, a victim sued the university because it was running a football recruiting program where the recruits were basically promised sex and given alcohol at unsupervised parties. And the university ended up paying a huge settlement to the victim, and also it ended up having to reform its sexual harassment policies and its recruitment program and its victim services programs. So Title IX can really make schools change, and we want to talk to you about how you can make sure your school is aware of its responsibilities under Title IX. And Margaret's going to talk about some of the advocacy you can do.
You know, once you've got a grasp of what Title IX is and what it means, you can use it to urge your school to put in place better policies and procedures. You can insist that the administration respond to victims' needs and take action to protect students in the wake of an incident of sexual harassment or assault. You can urge the college administration to respond appropriately so that it can avoid the deliberate indifference clause under Title IX. And what's really interesting about this from a student and administration point of view is that students can show administrators that it's in their interest to comply with Title IX, because the administration always wants to, of course, protect the reputation of the school and its resources, and it doesn't want to be subject to a really expensive lawsuit. So students can use the Title IX cases that Ariella has talked about and show the administration, look, this is what happens when schools don't put in place the right policies and procedures, and you can avoid that now by putting in place those procedures.
What are some of the procedures and policies that you would recommend students be demanding?
There are a few, and they fall into some basic categories, and they're not very complicated or hard to understand, but many schools don't do them. But you can urge your school to implement them, even if you haven't had a recent high-profile incident of sexual assault or sexual violence. Students can urge school officials to put in place policies that have prevention education, first of all, and I'll talk a little bit more about what that is, crisis services, such as access to emergency contraception and rape kits, long-term counseling, and comprehensive and very easy to understand disciplinary procedures.